Greetings, beautiful shining stars. I'm Goddess Allison. I'm your magical manifesting life improvement coach specializing in soulmate matchmaking and abundance development here at goddessallison.com. You are listening to my online class, Money Really Does Grow on Trees, How to Harvest Yours. I hope you have some paper and something to write with to take notes and do an exercise that will help you get focused on growing your wealth today. In this class, we'll be talking about building some yummy cash moolah for your life. That's exciting, right? But first, we've got to talk about the most common obstacles to wealth so you can knock those out of the way if you've got those going on for you and your bank account. I'm going to teach you some things about abundance so you can start planting those seeds for your money tree today. And at the end of class, I'm going to gift you an educational tool that you can view to implement some more tips about wealth into your life. Woohoo, right? It's my abundance toolkit. So stick around for that. I also know that some of you out there are going to need some support for growing your money tree. So I have a special program for a few lucky souls that I'm going to invite you to later. Oh yes, so let's get down to our wealth party online here, because if it's one thing that I love, it's teaching people about how to grow some money. Many of you may not know my own money story, but as a child, money was tight in my households. My parents divorced when I was very young, so they were single parents when I lived with each of them. And there always seemed to be some kind of tension with money, or having lack of money. We can't afford that is something I heard a lot. I grew up as an adult making four figures for most of my life. Can you believe I did that for 10 years? Until not so long ago, my own journey began around healing my wealth and my relationship with money in my life. I learned how to double, triple, and multiply my annual income 10 times. Of course, this is a journey, just like your journey with wealth, so it takes a bit of time between when the learning happens and when the money starts to blossom from your own personal money tree. So you're going to listen to this class today and leave more wealthy just by listening and having this information, which is going to plant a seed in your life to grow a beautiful, wonderful, abundant money tree. I'm so excited for you. So first of all, if we think about life, putting money aside for a bit, if we think about life and nature, how nature grows things like trees and plants and animals, nature doesn't struggle to grow. Trees don't struggle to grow their leaves and flowers given the right conditions. Nature is proliferous. The trees don't struggle to blossom and bear fruit, whose seeds drop and grow more fruit-bearing trees. Nature naturally creates in this abundant manner. So I would like to propose to you that abundance is your natural birthright. Of course, some things in nature do struggle, like butterflies coming out of cocoons, and that's very healthy for their survival. So you may have experienced difficulties with wealth and money in your past, but they have helped shape you, made you a better person by learning from certain lessons, and now you can take those lessons and create better wealth from them. Abundance is your natural birthright. It's in our nature to be wealthy, to desire to be wealthy, and to better our own existence and our own life experience. So when we can learn to create wealth as nature creates such abundance and life, we can truly be wealthy. So what stops us from growing our wealth as humans? Well, if you think about trees and plants, they have leaves for photosynthesis that produces food for the plant. Trees have bark for some protection, and many plants have some protection for their own little wealthy worlds. Some have thorns or fuzz or even poison. So how does this relate to people? Well, people, we don't do the whole photosynthesis thing for our money, but we do have our own thoughts, feelings, speech, actions, and beliefs about money that are influencing our own wealthy world and the system that is growing our wealth or keeping us in scarcity, lack, or poverty. We don't have bark for protection, but many people don't have good, healthy boundaries and relationships with themselves about their own money and wealth. Thus, something in our photosynthesis system, if you will, is not functioning in harmony with wealth and abundance so that we are able to grow this proliferous harvest for ourselves. One of the biggest detriments to our wealth can be how we think, feel, speak, act, and believe about money and wealth in our own lives. And you are going to hear me say that quite a bit. Our feelings, thoughts, and beliefs about our wealth influence our speech and actions into the world about money and wealth in our own lives and how it works in the world. And this is the engine that is driving our wealth, our brains and our bodies, our actions into the world. So it's very important to take notice of what these things are that are fueling our wealth. I want you to take a few moments to assess your general thoughts and feelings about money right now. Do you feel wealthy? Or do you feel like it can be a struggle to live with money? Do you feel you have a lot of money? Or do you feel you have very little? Do you feel that money takes a lot of effort to earn, and when you spend it, you have less? Or do you feel that making money is easy to do, to magnify your comfort and abundance in life by investing, circulating, and spending your money? Do you use money to make more money? Just like the blood in our bodies, our breath giving us oxygen and life, the sap in the tree that circulates to ensure the health of that living organism, so too does your wealth need to circulate to ensure the health of your life. If you are holding on to your money because you feel there won't be enough or there won't be more, then maybe you have a blood clot somewhere. It's not to say that it's bad to save, but it's the feelings behind the saving that are important. Are you saving because you have a goal in mind for something to use your wealth for? Or are you saving because you are hoarding your wealth as if there isn't going to be enough money at some point? If you're holding onto your wealth, it's like holding your breath. If you don't breathe and you aren't circulating, then you're going to start to die. If you breathe like there isn't going to be more oxygen, you might hyperventilate. You want to relax. Know that everything is going to be okay. Remain calm and enjoy an easy flow with money. Now, if you've never had an easy flow with money in your life, this may be a difficult concept to grasp at first. But this is like learning a new skill. Becoming more wealthy and abundant is like learning a new skill, like learning to ride a bike or even learning to walk. And we all know it took you several months to learn how to do that. So if done correctly, your thoughts, mindset, feelings, and thus your speech and actions following into the world, this course correction could take 30 to 90 days, or even it's a great practice for the rest of your life. your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs about money and how it operates in your life and in the world are the number one thing that is either keeping you in your place of scarcity or lack, or it's making you more wealthy. So where did we pick up wealth or scarcity surrounding money? Wealth or scarcity, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, speech, and actions surrounding money. Well, these behaviors were learned behaviors. As a child, you got them from your parents, caregivers, mentors, authority figures, and even experiences you had with yourself and other children. For instance, if there was a lot of stress surrounding money in your household as a child, you may have grown up naturally believing that that is how money works. Money is naturally stressful to deal with. If you are repeatedly told we can't afford that, you grew up naturally believing that you readily can't afford the things you desire to attain with money. I'd even venture to say that this learning happened from your parents' parents, your grandparents, who taught your parents how to believe, behave, think, and feel, and act surrounding money and wealth. Some people that I know say, well, my parents were a product of Depression-era parents, if that sounds familiar to you. We learned these behaviors as a child through watching others and observing the world around us and our reality about how money works. So we may have picked up many negative things surrounding money. How do we change this situation? How do we improve our situation surrounding money? No matter where you're at with money, you should get really conscientious from now on about your own photosynthesis system, your engine and machine that's driving your wealth. And this is how your thinking, feeling, speaking, acting, and believing about money and wealth on a daily basis. I tell my clients to get a journal and start documenting these things so that they can see the clues where they are subconsciously sabotaging their wealth or where they are making it grow and experiencing milestones. It's a great way to overcome many negative limiting thoughts and feelings surrounding money. If you've never heard the term before, subconscious limiting beliefs, this is a term that is used in my line of work, doing law of attraction work and helping people overcome their obstacles to attaining what it is that they desire. So you have many learned behaviors, subconscious limiting thoughts that are keeping you from your wealth. And a great way to unprogram those subconscious saboteurs is through doing practices like meditation, self-hypnosis or hypnotherapy, daily visioning and imagining about what your life is like as a more wealthy person, as if you already have the wealth you desire to attain, and repetition of positive feelings and experiences and positive thoughts surrounding money. So you learned many negative things surrounding money through repetition, or positive things. So it's going to be repetition and getting at your subconscious through things that are going to take your mind into a more calm place, like meditation or self-hypnosis. Those are really going to help you program your subconscious to look for wealth and abundance and more money and opportunities to receive more money than feelings and experiences of lack if you are experiencing those. So if you find you have a negative thought about money or say a limiting phrase like, this is why we can't have nice things or I can't afford that, catch yourself and see how you can turn that feeling or thought into a positive one about money and say it to yourself at least 3 times. For instance, my wealth and abundance is healing. I am becoming more wealthy every day, and if it's something that I want, I will find the money for it. I will create the money for it because I am a creative, innovative, intelligent human being that can discover more resources for wealth. So do something daily to drill positive feelings about money into your life and into your mind, body, spirit. An example in my own world that I experienced growing out of my limiting beliefs around money is I went to buy a pizza. So this is an example of limiting thought that I experienced in my daily life. And it could be something that you might experience too. I went to buy a pizza and I noticed that I was restricting the amount of toppings I was getting because I was looking at the price and not really wanting to pay a few dollars more for more toppings, even though I wanted them. I wanted more toppings on my pizza. Then I had to catch myself and think, hey, what does a wealthy person's pizza look like? What kind of pizza does a wealthy person buy? Of course I had the five extra dollars to spend on any of these toppings that I wanted, so I didn't go crazy, but I bought all the extra toppings I was keeping myself from having just because I didn't want to pay more for them. In order to become more wealthy, you have to start thinking, feeling, speaking, acting, and believing like a more wealthy person than you already are. The beliefs about your own capabilities and the money into your bank account will follow after a continued practice of turning your thoughts, feelings, speech, and actions into a more positive one that is in alignment with wealth and abundance and continues to transform into a greater alignment with greater wealth and abundance. You can't become more wealthy in the old stuck patterns you may have in your thoughts and feelings about how wealth and money function in your life and in the world. I help people use the law of attraction principles to attain wealth and find their soulmates, and many people tell me, well, I've tried the law of attraction and it didn't work for me. Well, guess what? They were trying to grow a tree, but all they had was a seed or a little sapling, and they gave up. They got discouraged and distressed. They got disgusted that they didn't have a tree yet, and they said, this isn't working. They stopped watering their tree and giving it sunlight. They stuck their little sapling in a dark closet of their psyche and said, this doesn't work. Well, you know what? This works for everyone. The law of attraction works for everyone, and the law of attraction says that whatever we are putting out in our energetic field, in these thoughts, feelings, actions, beliefs, and speech, we are asking to be reflected back at us and our life experience. For instance, if you say, I'm broke or I'm poor, you're just asking to have more of being broke and poor. So when we learn to create wealth and abundance the way nature creates wealth and abundance, we shall have all the money that we desire. Abundance is infinite, just like the feelings of love. And for us to believe that there isn't enough, or there isn't enough for everyone, this is our own limiting thought and belief about what is possible for our lives and for humanity as a whole organism on this planet. I like to tell people that from now on, start seeing money as the vibration of love. It is everywhere. It is a sacred tool that gives you the capability to magnify your comfort and desires into your life experience and into the world. It's similar to the sacred way nature creates. Did you know that nature naturally grows in specific patterns? Nature naturally creates in a specific magnifying, multiplying, mathematical growing pattern. Have you heard of the Fibonacci sequence? That's Fibonacci. It's an Italian word, an Italian name for a man who discovered this sequence. It is the numeric pattern of adding one number to the previous number. If you start at 0 and add 1, 1 plus 0 is 1, so you put that number next in the sequence. If you add 1 plus the previous number of 1, which is 2, 2 is next in the sequence. And if you add 2 plus the previous number, 1, next in the sequence is 3. And then 3 plus 2 equals 5. Now, this may sound very elementary, and you might be wondering, what the heck does this have to do with wealth and money? But the point is that if you start with 0 and add 1 in your wealth, if you start with nothing and add a little bit and add it to the previous, your wealth can continue to grow in an exponential, proliferous, abundant way, growing it in the Fibonacci way like nature creates. So you can grow wealth very quickly. When you continue the pattern, the sequence of numbers in the Fibonacci sequence is 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, 89, 144, 233, and so on and so forth. You can exponentially use your wealth to grow more wealth. This is the same pattern of the snail shell, starting small in the middle and getting larger. It's the same pattern that flowers grow flower petals, or the sunflower grows sunflower seeds. It's the same pattern on the pine cone and the pattern on pineapples, those little diamond patterns. They have these Fibonacci numbers side by side in a pattern, and many others in nature. If you just look up Fibonacci sequence in nature, you'll find a wealth of information. So like a snail shell that starts small in the center and exponentially grows to the point where the snail comes out of its shell, your wealth can start small and exponentially grow as well. When you have this kind of faith in your wealth and your abilities to create it, there's nowhere to go except up. There's nowhere to grow your wealth except up, more proliferous. So it's great to have this kind of faith instead of being scared that there isn't going to be enough or that you have to save for a rainy day. Do you think a sapling worries about not being able to turn into a tree someday? No, it naturally knows it's going to. So if you're using your inner system of photosynthesis, your thoughts, feelings, actions, speech, and beliefs about your wealth, if you just believe that you are going to be wealthy, that you are going to be more wealthy, even if you don't know how right now, you open the door all the wider to let wealth in than if you are constantly believing that you won't have enough money to do whatever it is that you want to do. Pay the rent, go on a vacation, buy high-quality food at the store, buy your soulmate car or home. Nature does not struggle to blossom and grow, and neither does your wealth. Nature also needs the right environment. Your wealth is seeking you just as much as you desire to have it. But in order to grow, your money tree needs the right environment. Enough sunlight, water, nutrients, and just like the cycles of nature, your wealth can have cycles too. What season are you in with your wealth? Is it winter, a time where things are a little more dormant, not much is coming in, or is it spring? Seeing the buds and the beginnings, the growings of your wealth, and the fruits of your labor. Is it summer? Are you experiencing a lot of greenery and beauty in your wealth? Or is it fall? Is it time to harvest that wealth? Perhaps for some of you it's been winter for a long time, maybe even your whole life surrounding wealth. Or for some of you it's been spring for longer than spring should go on. You keep trying to blossom, you see the little buds coming out, but you don't actually make it to summer or fall and see the flowers and the butterflies. I tell people, the caterpillar does not know how it turns into a butterfly. Do you think caterpillars worry about not going into that cocoon? Do you think they worry about the unknown of that shell that it brings their little lives in their bodies, their cells turning into goo and restructuring themselves into this seemingly different-looking organism called a butterfly? I tell you, there'd be a lot less butterflies in the world if caterpillars worried about the unknown of that cocoon, were afraid to go in there, and some didn't want to be butterflies. So it's a good thing that animals don't have the same mentality as us humans, who can be such worrywarts sometimes, causing a whole lot of drama over something small and growing it into a big flower of scarcity and poverty, a big tree with no leaves, instead of a beautiful flower of wealth and abundance, a beautiful fruit tree that bears yummy fruit to eat. So how do you overcome your own negative thoughts about money and wealth? Well, for one, you can start noticing where you are hindering your growth in your photosynthesis system with your thoughts, feelings, speech, actions, and beliefs. You will not be able to harvest the fruits of your growth unless these are in alignment with wealth, with abundance, with true divine wealth. And this is important because we can see that wealth is a tool. Many negative things have been done with it in our world, but also many positive and beautiful things. It's a tool, such as a hammer. You can do many beautiful things with a hammer. Build a house or make something wonderful, a piece of furniture, for instance, or you can smash things and be destructive or even hurt other humans. So it's very important to use your wealth in a wise way. If you notice something negative about your wealth in your life, turn it around to make a positive statement that is in alignment with your true desires for wealth and abundance and true divine wealth. If you notice yourself thinking, I can't afford that, turn it around and say, my wealth is healing and growing every day. You may notice from now on that there are certain things that you do, certain thoughts, feelings, beliefs, actions, and words that you habitually have around money that are negative and keeping you from being more wealthy. So what can you do within the next 24 hours that can plant the seeds for more money and wealth in your life, a proliferous money tree? Perhaps clean your house or have a yard sale. Or you can turn a hobby or talent into something that you can get paid for, that people will want to give you money for, something that you can monetize, even if it's small for now. And if you already have your own proliferous business, how can you improve the systems in your business, the photosynthesis systems running your business, to create more wealth and abundance? Just within the next 24 hours, what tweaks can you make to your life to grow a big, beautiful money tree in the future, for your future, for our future on this planet, sharing it with you? Money likes it if you are specific and direct. So be specific and direct when dealing with money in your life. For instance, you can start a spreadsheet if you don't already have one of output and input. It's a great way to keep one place where you can look at the circulatory flow of your money. Your brain can take it in all at once and make adjustments. Your brain's very smart. If it can see these things in a specific and direct way, your brain can make them happen for you in your life in a more empowered way. Here is an exercise now that I'm going to have you do. It's called Know What Your Dreams Are Worth. Believe it or not, many people subconsciously don't believe that they deserve wealth and money. People may believe money is evil. People believe that rich people may be evil or bad people, that they may have done something bad to attain their wealth. And people may believe that if they try to make money, they won't be able to. Their efforts will fail. Or they believe that no one will want to pay them for what they are worth. No one will want to pay them a certain high price, so they lower their price and they devalue themselves and their own worth. If that's you, if you find that that is you, if you're undercharging for your services, or you have been working a job for many, many years and not seen any more proliferous wealth into your life for your services, your skills, your time and essence that has been spent and poured into your job, then you might want to take a look at that and see how that can be improved. At first, you might get discouraged or angry. Now, those feelings can be healthy if used in a wise way, but when we're dealing with other people and improving our wealth, we want to generally have positive thoughts and feelings that make win-win situations for everyone. So, we're going to do an exercise now, Know What Your Dreams Are Worth. This is an exercise that is going to help show you how much you are worth right now. No, it's not an exercise about how much money you have or what your assets are worth right now. This is Know What Your Dreams Are Worth. This is helpful because it can give us some specific and direct insight into what it is that we want to create in the world with our money. It gives us specific directions for our money goals and our money tree to grow. A direction for our money tree to grow and produce more proliferous abundance. So I want you to get a piece of paper. And I want you to write the top five things you would do or you would want to buy if you had all the money you needed to buy anything you want. And if it helps you to have a specific number, say $1 million, if you had $1 million. And if you're already at that level, if that seems attainable to you, how's $1 billion? If you had $1 billion, what would you do in your life right now, the top five things? Are you ready? I'm going to be silent for a couple minutes and let you write some things down. So ready, go. Write it down in a list. What would you do if you had all the money that you needed to do them? All right, now finish up what you're writing. Now, for the next couple minutes, I want you to take a look at your list, and I want you to write an estimated dollar amount for how much it would cost to do each of these things or to buy each of these things. Again, I'm going to be silent for several moments so that you can do this. And don't get too caught up in it. Just estimate the dollar amount. And after class, you can look up more specific dollar amounts if you would like. After you have the dollar amount for each item, each of these five items, I want you to tally up how much it would cost to do all five of these things and write the total at the bottom. Ready? Go. Tally up your five things. All right, finish that up. Now, this exercise is a great exercise to do to see what some of your dreams are worth to you in dollar amounts right now. And I just asked you to list the top five things. After class, if you would like, you can do this with everything you would do in your life if you had lots of money. Chances are that there are things that you would buy if you've been feeling a lack surrounding money in your life. There are lots of physical things that you would buy. And if you've been receiving a lot of proliferous abundance in your life already, chances are that your things that you desire may have to do more with intangible objects, like take a vacation or donate money to a good cause that you believe in. So it's a great exercise to see that you are worth it. Your dreams coming into actuality, into this world, and into your life experience, that is worth it. That is worth it for you to grow your money tree as best as you can. We need your wealth to make this planet a better place. If you are taking this class right now, I would venture to say that there are some good things on your list. I know when I asked myself this question about my own wealth along my wealth journey, this was a pivotal point for me because I really got to see that, hey, there are lots of things that I want to do with my wealth. I actually used to have a limiting thought and belief that I didn't want to be wealthy, that I didn't have any interest in having lots of money. But when I could see that there is millions of dollars worth of good things in the world that I would like to do with money, that I would like to do with money if I had lots of money, things like getting buildings built to serve other people, like the community building at my eco-village where I live. They're friends I would like to give money to so they can get films made. A documentary film that would do good things, for instance, like raise awareness about healing surrounding suicide and depression. Helping to implement more green technologies and green lifestyle into mainstream life in the cities. There's so many good things that I would do with my wealth that cost millions of dollars. So I got really conscientious about making money for those good things. I would also like to propose a bold statement. I would venture to say that if we could have asked some of our presidents what their dreams for the world are worth, billions of dollars to drop bombs on another country and kill many people are probably not on their list. That's probably not on their top list of priorities if you asked them personally from their heart. The viewpoint of many people may be that people are generally evil or greedy, that rich people are bad somehow. But if you ask them personally from the depths of their heart and soul what it is that they truly desire for the planet, generally you will hear some surprising answers that are very good. People generally want to do good things with their money and help other people on the planet. In order to change our outer world, we must first transmute our inner world. Wealth starts with the system that we feed it, with our thoughts, feelings, speech, actions, and beliefs about how it works. And none of these, believe it or not, none of this has to do with the physical paper dollar itself or the digital number on the screen of our bank account. Wealth starts from the inside out, not necessarily from the outside in. It's an experience that we desire to create with the wealth that we attain. Because if you are just desiring to create lots of money and you don't know what you want to do with it, well, that actually hinders the flow. It's like a person. If you say to a person, "Hey, come over here." And they're like, "What for?" You're like, "Just come over here. I want you to come over here. Just come over here." And they're like, "Well, what for? I don't know what for. So you have to tell me what for first." And it gets into a battle. Your relationship with money is like a relationship to anything else in your life. An object, a person, a pet. What can money do for you and what can you do for money? I like to say, write a love letter to money. Tell it about all of the good things that you appreciate about money and all of the wonderful things you are doing in your life with the money that you have. All of the wonderful things you're going to do when you have more. And all of the wonderful things you're going to do to make more money. So write a love letter to money as if it is a loving relationship. If you are expecting a sapling to function like a full-grown tree, you may get frustrated that that's not doing what you want. So be gentle on your wealth and abundance. Love it and grow it. Some people are looking for things outside of themselves to tell them how their money works, and then they get frustrated when it doesn't work the way they want. But they're looking at other things outside of themselves, like other trees, saying, "Oh, how big, look how big they are. And I want to be like that. And I'm not like that. Look at me." Or they are looking for things outside of themselves to tell them that they are wealthy. The number in their bank account. Or the kind of car that they drive. Well, if you don't feel, think, speak, act, believe in a positive way about wealth, then how are you truly wealthy in the world? Everyone has the capacity to start small and grow bigger. Wherever you are right now with your wealth, everyone has the resources, even a homeless person has the resources to grow proliferous wealth and abundance. It's just a matter of if you are using these tools, your resources around you, in an empowered way, or are you using them in a disempowered way? Of course, you need the proper sunlight, water, nutrients, and environment for your wealthy money tree. What would be the ideal environment for your wealth? What analogy can you apply to sunlight, to water, to nutrients, and are you allowing yourself to have those things? Even if you start small with a hobby or talent that you have to share with the world, you make it into something that you can monetize, you make a little website about it or a business card, even if it may be different than your current job. If you already have your own affluent business, how can you bring more sunlight? Connect with more people? Do you need some nutrients and self-care time instead of working so hard? Those kinds of things are great to keep in mind. And if you are really into this kind of stuff, you can even make a mind map or some kind of diagram on paper about what's your sunlight for your life and your wealth, your money tree. What is the nutrients? What is the water? What is the healthy environment? I like to tell people, don't do it alone. Get some support for your wealth. If a tree is in an environment where the surrounding plants are wilting and sickly, it's probably not going to do as well as a tree that is in an environment where the surrounding plants are vibrant, healthy, and abundant. So if you notice the majority of people you hang around are not wealthy, they're always complaining about things being too expensive, they're caught up in their negative issues with money, how they can't pay for things, or how they have trouble paying their bills or their rent, you need to do something to help yourself out of that environment. Especially, too, if you had a lot of negativity surrounding money in your childhood that is affecting your adult life, that is infecting your adult life, get some help for your wealthy money tree, for your growth, to be healthy and prosperous, to be proliferous. Read books. Learn about a wealthy mindset on the internet. Find wealthy people you know to hang out with more often. Pick their brain about what it's like to have a wealthy amount of money. What is it like to go shopping at the store? Just go on a shopping trip with them and see what their spending habits are like. And since this is my field of service into the world, I'll tell you that there are people like me to help you, coaches that can help you learn how to garden and grow your money tree. When you want to get good at sports, there's usually no question about it in people's mind. You go hire a coach. But many people don't think that way about getting good at relating to money and growing wealth. That is why I am so honored and excited to be serving you out in the world in this way. Many people need a guide, a support person, a coach to help them turn their financial situation around quickly. My favorite success story lately is that I was helping someone for a few months just change his mindset and feelings and perspective surrounding money. He had credit card debt and student loans to pay off. When I first met him, he was speaking very negatively about his money, saying, "I'm broke" or "I'm poor," even though he has a good job that pays him well. It was the debt that was keeping him in his poverty and lack mindset. Recently, however, he manifested an unexpected $12,500 all at once to pay off some of these debts. He said to me, "You helped change me." These are the kinds of miracles that can happen for you when you get support for your wealth, because it can be like learning a new skill. And in order to learn that new skill, you can't stay in the stuck patterns and old ways of doing things that you have been in. It's great to have a guide to keep you on track, to give you exercises to do, to help you formulate specific and direct goals. Someone described me as the manifesting gym. So you go to the gym to work out your muscles, right, to get stronger physically. Well, you could think of Goddess Allison as the gym for manifesting love and money. It's great. I loved that. Now, I have a special program that I am going to offer to the first three people or the first three parties who claim their spot by enrolling in this program by October 6th, 2014. This program is for you if you're looking for that support person to lift you higher in growing your wealth. In this program, I am offering 6 personal one-on-one money manifesting sessions with me over the next 3 months, and this course includes over 21 manifesting exercises for you to do to improve your relation to money, improve that photosynthesis system I was talking about, your thoughts, feelings, actions, beliefs, speech. These exercises will help grow your wealth and abundance in time for the holidays and the new year. If you want to have more money to spend on those presents, those gifts, and throwing your favorite holiday parties, if you're tired of penny pinching just for this wonderful time of year, then I want to help get you started right now. If your New Year's resolution is to have more money for the things that you desire to do in life, to have more surprise money show up in your bank account more often, then let's get you started now. This program is called the Grow Your Cash for Christmas or Kwanzaa program. Even if you like that word Xmas, you can say Xmas in your mind, grow your cash for Xmas. I help businesses, families, and individuals. So if you want to go through the program with your team or your partner, even your kids or a friend, it's no extra charge as long as we can do the sessions together online. This program will turn into a larger program at a higher price when the new year starts. So if you want to get in on it now, well, there's no time like the present, because presents are what you are growing your cash for. That's a fun little golden nugget of wisdom right there, in case you didn't catch that. Grow your presence in the present. Great. Anyways, you can find more information about my Grow Your Cash for Christmas or Kwanzaa program at goddessallison.com/cash. If you'd like to discuss it with me, you can click on the image below this class for more information about this program, and you can book a free money session at the bottom of the page by clicking on the green Book Now star. I'd love to speak with you, even if you are on the fence about it and you want to learn more about it or about what I do. You can book that free 30-minute session. And if you're listening to the recording of this class and you feel like you've missed the deadline, oh darn, October 6th is past, then this program, like I said, is turning into a larger program. You can always book your free manifesting session with me to talk to me about the current wealth building program that I've got going on. So if you're interested in the Grow Your Cash program, click on the image, click on the green star at the bottom, book a free session, and discuss it with me by October 6th. I am going to the Great Emerald City, my hometown of Seattle, and I created this program in order to give my community, that's you all listening to this wonderful class, my awesome shining stars, that's you, I wanted to give you the opportunity to work with me before my life in the city fills my schedule. So come on over and enroll. If you're interested at all, come book a session. Also, if you got a lot out of this class, you had some new insights, or if you have questions, please post it in the comments section below on this page. I love testimonials and comments because it's a great way for me to know that you're out there, that you're listening and you're learning. It also helps me improve my services to you. So just drop me a line there. If you ever fill out a form on my website, give me your email, your information. I don't share it with anyone. I don't sell it. and I only use it for the purposes that you gave it to me for. So, for instance, if you put a comment on this class or even on my blog, your information will be there in the comment. It's also a great way if you have something awesome and wonderful that you do out in the world, like a business, then it puts a link to your website there, and we get to see who you are and how awesome you are in the world. So that's great. I always like to know who my shining stars are out there listening to this wonderful class and getting beautiful information from it. Because it's just me sitting alone here in my room recording this class for you, and I want to know who's out there listening. So leave me a comment. I love it. More than likely, I will answer you with something helpful. As promised, I'm going to leave you with my free gift, my Abundance Toolkit. It's a short 10-minute video full of tips that will help you have some tools to become more wealthy just by watching the video. Many tips I did not cover in this class about growing your wealth and improving your wealth system. There's also a written section of the tips, so you can find it listed out if your brain likes to read things. You can find this Abundance Toolkit at goddessallison.com/abundance toolkit, all one word. That's ABUNDANCETOOLKIT. goddessallison.com/abundance toolkit. The toolkit is something for you to implement into your life, swirl it around into your system, and the Grow Your Cash Flow program is if you want to dive in, do something fabulously outrageous, like use a little money to grow a whole lot more, and get some extra support from me one-on-one. So as always, it's been so much fun. Beautiful shining stars, thank you for taking your time out of your day to listen in and gain some wealthy goodness for your life. I'm sure your bank account will thank you for it later. Many blessings to your wealth, your money, and all your manifestations. My next class is on October 24th. It's called Remove the Masks on Your Personality and Let the True You Shine Through. We are going to learn about how to turn some of those superficial, destructive, and unnecessary behaviors in our life and in other people's lives, turn those into positive ways to create what we want and experience our true heart and soul's desires in our reality and our life experience. So until next time, blessings to your awesome day. Bye for now.